This is a dictation for Arlyne, A-R-L-Y-N, DeBoer, D as in David, E, B as in boy, O-E-R, May 1947, addressed as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, 588-5052. Dear Stacy, consultation, Mrs. DeBoer, Arlyne, with a change of kidney function, abnormal renal ultrasound, comes accompanied with husband, very pleasant lady. She noticed an edema 6 months back, was not doing much of salt restriction, has been taking naproxen for back pain in a daily basis for many years. She has a variable bowel movement in relation to irritable bowel syndrome with predominance of diarrhea but no bleeding. She believes her weight is stable, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no decrease in urination, no cloudiness or blood, no leg ulcers, denies gross claudication. She's trying to keep herself active, denies chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Recently, calcium was running high. Calcium pills and vitamin D was discontinued. She was not aware of any kidney problems in the past. There is no family history for polycystic kidney disease. The creatinine was normal between 0.9 and 1 around April 2024. A year later this year, there was a change, 1.09, 1.14, 1.10, representing a GFR now around 50. Next paragraph, her past medical history for chronic back pain exposed to anti-inflammatory agents, antidepressants, depression, osteoporosis. She denies diabetes, hypertension. She denies deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. She denies TIS, stroke, seizure. She denies any heart problems or peripheral vascular disease, no kidney stones, no liver disease, cirrhosis. Next paragraph, surgeries, a right-sided hand cyst removed, otolili, L-I-L-L-Y, appendix, bilateral length implant, colonoscopy is benign, including a recent one, September, Dr. Pilkington, P as in Paul, I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N. Next paragraph, she denies smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, dietary allergy to gluten, not to medications. Next paragraph, present medications, naproxen that needs to be stopped, a number of vitamins, including vitamin C, turmeric, vitamin D, zinc, take Zoloft, and Detrol for urinary frequency. Supposed to be taking Buspar, but only as needed, for the most part, not taking anyone. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, 193 pounds, 70 inches tall. Blood pressure was 134 over 80. Very pleasant, alert, Orientis time 4, minor decreased hearing, normal eye movements. No facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross palpable neck masses or thyroid on lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension or tenderness, there is a femoral bruite on the left side, no pulsatile areas of the abdomen, she has severe cyanosis, even lying down on the examining table, both feet, above the ankle, with decreased capillary refill, popliteal is strong, better on the left comparing to the right. Peripheral pulses are decreased. No ulcerations, no gangrene, minor edema. Next paragraph, chemistries. As indicated above, the change of creatinine for the last number of months. High calcium returned to normal. For the most part, normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Prior PTH not elevated, vitamin D 25 normal, high cholesterol but normal triglyceride, HDL, LDL at 100, prior normal B12, normal thyroid. Prior albumin creatinine ratio not elevated. I repeat all labs. The new labs creatinine 1.08 representing a GFR of 53. The electrolytes, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, and albumin, glucose is normal. Mild anemia 12.8, a normal white blood cell platelet, a negative protein creatinine ratio. And urine shows presence of leukocytosterase, nitrates, bacteria. However, no protein, no blood. A kidney ultrasound back in June. Kidneys, relatively small size, 9.5 bilateral. There was no obstruction or stones or masses. There was, however, peripelvic cyst, multiple bilateral. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Change of kidney function for the last 1 year. Persisting abnormalities more than 3 months in between. Lightly exposure to anti-inflammatory agents for many years that needs to be stopped. No activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Her blood pressure is in normal in the office. I'm concerned, however, with physical findings of feet cyanosis that did not resolve lying down, with the presence of a femoral bruit on the left side and decreased pulses distally. I want to make sure that there is no active atherosclerosis. We are going to do a renal arterial Doppler. We will need to assess also peripheral artery disease. I would like to avoid exposure to IV contrast for the time being. We can do initial screening with ABI, Doppler, given the possibility of a more proximal lesion. I will do an aortic ultrasound. Interesting that she does not have any history of prior vascular events or cholesterol issues. The findings, however, are very significant. Further advice with those results. We talked briefly after my encounter with Arlene the same day. Discussion was done with the patient and husband. The prior isolated calcium was short-lived. At this moment, does not require any further workup. The findings of peripelvic cyst, this is not polycystic kidneys. And from what we can tell, it's not causing any hydronephrosis either. Further advice to follow with above results, end of dictation.